谢谢诗班在这边献了这么优美的诗歌。
We thank the choir for such a wonderful songs.
愿他们颂赞的声音呢，能够达到天上，来赞美天上的真神。
May their voices of praise reach heavens and praise God above.
那今天早上小弟要与大家一起来分享的是真实喜乐的人生。
This morning, I would like to share on the topic of a life of true joy.
每个人都期待他的人生是喜乐的。
Everyone wants a joyous life.
所以大家都往这个目标一直在努力。
And everyone strives toward this goal.
可是我们却发现，在日光之下，真的能得到喜乐人生的有多少？
But when we look around, how many can actually have a joyful life?
以前以色列有一个非常有名的国王叫做所罗门。
In the Old Testament, there's a famous king called King Solomon of Israel.
他蒙天上真神赐给他前无古人后无来者的这种智慧。
And God has granted him the wisdom above all.
神也赐给他非常多的财富。
And God has granted him a lot of wealth.
他那个财富到现在都还有人要去挖他的宝藏。
Even nowadays, people are still trying to dig up treasures from him.
那他就说他要用他的智慧替世人来找一条那个喜乐的人生。
So he wanted to use his wisdom to find a joyful life for men.
怎么做我们才真的可以得到喜乐。
Which means, what should we do to obtain joy?
他第一个想到就是说用他的财富来为自己构筑一个非常大的庄严。
So first, he wanted to use his wealth to build a grand palace.
里面呢种了很多那个奇珍异草。
A grand garden, and it has all sorts of plants in there.
然后养了好多连想都没有想过的那种飞禽走兽。
And there are also animals of different sorts in there.
希望说每天眼睛一睁开都是在这种很新鲜的这环境里面生活。
So he imagined that every morning he would wake up and see all these different treasures in his garden.
然后他又娶了1000个妃嫔。
And he also had 1000 concubines.
哇，他这种生活应该是世人梦寐以求的生活嘛。
And this is probably a dream life for many.
他说他眼睛看到了他没有禁止享受。
He has said that whatever his eyes desire, he did not prohibit himself to get it.
心想到的也没有禁止。
And he has done everything his heart desires to do.
我看这个世界要找到这种条件的人不多了哈。
There are very few on this earth who can claim that.
谁能够说眼睛看到他就不禁止享受？
Who can say that whatever their eyes desire, they can go ahead and enjoy?
心想到他就想要拿来享受。
And whatever their heart desires, they can obtain it.
只有他当国王，又有这么多的财富，他才有这种办法达到这样的境界。
He is able to do this because he is the king with a lot of wealth.
那照这样讲，我们一定会说，这样的人生应该是天天都很喜乐。
And when we imagine this sort of life, we can think that it should be a very joyful life.
可是他却说怎么讲？
But what did he say?
好，我们来看《传道书》第二章。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 2.
《传道书》第二章。
Proverbs chapter 2.
第二章来看这个十一页。第二章的11节。11节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
你念。
Discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you.
11节呢？第二章是。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 11. Then I look on all the works that my hand has done, and on the labor in which I have toiled, and indeed all was vanity and grasping for the wind, there was no profit under the sun.
在我们以为说这是人生最美的享受了。
We thought this is the most enjoyment someone can have in their life.
可是他竟然做一个结论说， 他发现他所经营的一切都是那个劳碌那个都是捕风啊。
And but his conclusion is that all the work I have done are labor in vain.
在日光之下毫无益处。
That there is no profit under the sun.
因为喜乐哈，不是物质所能够达到的。
Because joy doesn't come from the physical gains.
光在物质上面的追逐啊，没办法填饱人的心灵。
If you only pursue after the physical gains, it will not fill our hearts.
所以他才觉得。他所经营的一切在日光之下都是毫无益处。
So that's why he thinks all his work is no profit under the sun.
后来他就想，那这样的话，应该智慧人会比愚昧人更加这个人生更加喜乐。
And another thought is that those who are wise should have more joy than those who are foolish.
因为智慧人他对人生的思考会比较深。
Because a wise man will think deeper about life.
所以他的人生应该是光明的。
So their life should be full of light.
那愚昧人他不会去思考这些事情。
And a foolish man will not trouble his mind with these.
可是当他想到一件事情。
But when Solomon thought about this.
不管是智慧人或是愚昧人都同样要面对死亡。
Whether a wise or a fool, both will face death.
死亡就让这些事情变成虚空了。
And death will lead all these thoughts into vanity.
既然我会碰到死亡，那我何必那么有智慧呢？
And he thought, since I will die eventually, why do I need to be so wise?
想起来也是有道理。
That makes sense.
因为有时候在看到教会里面有些小孩子就是智能比较不足的。
Sometimes we might see a mentally retarded person.
一辈子都不愁吃不愁穿。
In their whole life, they don't worry about anything.
因为家人都替他准备得好好的。
Because their family members take care of everything.
他的人生里面不知道什么叫做忧愁。
In their life, they don't know what is worry.
我有时候看到这样，我就在想，难道他会比我们那个不幸福吗？
Sometimes when I look at them, I think, are they less fortunate than us?
因为每个人都会碰到死亡。
Because everyone faces death.
好，那他就讲，后来他又想，那这样的话，如果赚大钱，应该很好了。
So King Solomon continued and think, okay, if I have gained great wealth, then that would be good, right?
可是他后来又想说，我赚了很多钱，经营了很大的事业。
But then he thought, once I gain great wealth.
可是我要面对死亡啊
！I still need to face death.
我不可能一直经营下去啊
！I cannot continue to gain wealth.
我劳碌所积攒下来的，要留给下一代的人。
So all my labor that gained all these wealth, it will be passed on to the next generation.
他不用劳碌就得到了。
They don't need to labor and they gain my inheritance.
他到底是聪明智啊，或是愚昧
？So am I foolish or wise?
我不知道。
I don't know.
我交给他。他能不能继续持守下去我不知道。
I'm sorry, I don't know if my next generation is wise or fool, if they can continue to gain more wealth or waste it all.
想到这样他也觉得说人生是虚空。
So when he thought of this, he thought life is vain.
因为我们一直认为说钱多的话是最好的。
We often think that it's better to be more wealthy.
可是他说钱多吃用的人也多。
But Solomon says that the more wealth you have, the more number of people want to have them.
对货主来讲，只是眼睛看而已。
So for the one who gained the wealth, he's just seeing it with his eyes.
我们常常看到有一些企业家。
There are many entrepreneurs.
他经营很大的事业。
And they have a great company.
其实你说他不缺钱用吗？没有啊。
Would they worry about money? No.
他的钱可以用好几代都用不完的。
Their money can probably last a few generations.
你叫他退休，他要不要退休？
And do they want to retire?
他说不能啊。
They can't.
因为他有责任啊。
Because they have this responsibility.
有责任为下面好几千、好几万人的生活来着想啊。
Because there are thousands and tens of thousands of workers working for him.
所以钱财都对他来讲。只不过是眼睛看而已。
So the more wealth he has just means the more wealth he can see.
所罗门说，甚至于这个钱财就会成为他生命的赎价。
And King Solomon said that this wealth actually becomes his redemption in life.
所以他一想到这些哦，原来人在日光之下一直追逐的，并没有真正达到喜乐的人生。
So his conclusion is that everything we pursue after under the sun, none of it brings us true joy.
因为喜乐是从心灵来的。
Because joy comes from the heart.
人会碰到死亡。
Men will face death.
你所经营的一切就虚空。
And all the labor you have are in vain.
就变成不真实。
They will not be real anymore after death.
所以他告诉我们什么叫做真实喜乐的人生呢？
So he tells us what is the life of true joy.
第一个。
First.
一定要能够在劳碌中取自己的份来使用。
That in your labor, you take the portion that belongs to you and use it.
第二个。
Secondly.
能够终身喜乐行善。
That in your entire life, you can do work joyously.
第三个。
Third.
要在光明中享受平安。
That you enjoy peace in the light.
因为如果没有平安，什么都不要讲了。
Because if you don't have peace in your life, there's nothing more to talk about.
好，那我们一个一个来分享。
So we'll just go deeper into each one.
我们来看传道书第五章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章的十八节。
Verse 18. Chapter 5, verse 18.
一直到二十节。
To 20.Here is what I have seen. It is good and fitting for one to eat and drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor in which he toils under the sun all the days of his life in which God gives him, for this is his heritage. As for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth and give him power to eat of it, to receive his heritage and rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God.For he will not dwell unduly on the days of his life, because God keeps him busy with the joy of his heart.
你看他这边说，人在日光之下，为善为美的人生。
Here it says a good and fitting.
就是最好的了。
Which is the best life.
要就是神赐给他一生的日子，吃喝，享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处。
Is that he will be able to enjoy, His labor.
这一点非常重要。
This is very important.
我们每天哦，劳劳碌碌在工作。
Every day we toil.
那我们工作一定会有一个成果存在。
And when we work, there will be a result.
这个成果就是我们劳碌中所得的份。
And this is our portion of our labor.
那我们要有办法取这一个劳碌中所得的份来享用。
And if we're able to enjoy our portion in the result of our work,
那这人生哦，就最基本的美善的人生。
And this would be a good life.
可是你看这个这日光之下，到底有多少人可以享受这样子？
But if we look around, how many people can indeed enjoy this?
如果你生病了，
if you're sick,
肾脏病，
perhaps you have kidney disease.
你想吃，连一点盐巴都不敢吃的。
You want to enjoy great food, but you can't even touch a little bit of salt.
我就记得，以前我生肾脏病的时候。
In the past, when I had kidney disease.
那我跟那个陈建宏传道是同一个教会的。
I actually went to the same church as another pastor Chen.
他的姐姐跟好几个慕道朋友那个访问组了，就到我家来跟我访问。
His sister and a few other members came to visit me in my house.
然后大家在聊天了。
And we were chatting away.
我就跟他说，你们知不知道我现在最期待的是什么东西？
And I tell them, do you know what is the one thing that I look forward to the most?
他们猜了很久啊。
And they took many guesses.
都猜不到。
They couldn't guess it.
然后我跟他说，我现在期待哦。尝一点点盐巴。
I told them that the one thing I want the most right now is to taste a little salt.
在我们听起来一定觉得很好笑，一点盐巴怎么不能尝呢？
For most of us, it seems rather silly because why can't you taste a little salt?
可是不，医生嘱咐我不可以啊。
But the doctor told me no salt.
因为吃盐巴就会水肿更厉害啊。
Because it will cause me worse bloating.
所以 我已经差不多快将近十个月没有尝过这个盐巴的滋味。
At that point, I haven't tasted any salt for about 10 months.
你看 我连这么渺小的一个愿望我都没办法达成。
This is a very small wish to taste a little bit of salt. I couldn't even have that.
结果、啊、他们、帮我祷告以后就说感谢主奉主耶稣圣名吃。
So they prayed for me, and then they said, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, eat a little salt.
诶我真的、哦、从那一天开始吃盐巴。
And indeed, from that day forward, I was able to enjoy salt.
到今天已经38年都快39年了。
It has been about 38 years.
这个真的是有够奇妙的。
And this has been
所以我每次读到这一段圣经，我会感触良深。
So whenever I read this passage, I have deep feelings about it.
人在日光之下非常劳碌。
Under the sun, we toil.
但是你劳碌所得的份没办法取来享用。
But if we toil and we have no part in the result, fruit,
那你这个人生算什么呢？
Then what kind of life is that?
所以真实喜乐的人生第一步一定要有办法从、这个你劳碌中取自己的份来享用。
So the first step of having a joyous life is to be able to enjoy the portion.
这应该是我们最基本的、一个条件。
The fruit of your labor.
但是呢他说这是出于神的恩赐。
And here it says that it is a gift of God.
因为神应他的心让他喜乐。
Because God allow your heart to be joyful.
也就是说神赐给他的。
Which is God given.、
哦、所以我们每天在那边快乐的吃喝享乐、哦啊、你不要以为我们很厉害、哦、这是神应我们的心让我们享用的。
So every day when we enjoy our life and our food, we have to give thanks to God because He has granted us.
好，第二步。
Second.
要能够终身喜乐行善。
We have to be joyful in doing good work.
好，我们来看那个传道书第三章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
第三章十二节。
Verse 12.
到十三节。
And 13.Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 12. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor. It is the gift of God.
啊，你看这边啊，所罗门呐，他就说啊，他看了世人莫强如啊，终身喜乐行善。
Here it says, King Solomon says that there's nothing better than to rejoice and to do good.
人人吃喝在他一切劳碌中享福。
And that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor.
劳碌中享福就是我们刚刚所讲的嘛。
We had just mentioned about enjoying the good of his labor.
那如果我们的人生只是劳碌中享福，这种人生是一点意义都没有。
If we only enjoy the good of our labor, then it's a meaningless life.
真实喜乐的人生哦，不是只有让我们肉身享福啊。
So a truly joyful life doesn't just mean to enjoy the fruit of a labor.
还能够终身喜乐行善。
But it's to rejoice and to do good in our lives.
因为行善是神造我们人的一个目的啊。
Because that is, to do good is one of the reasons why God created men.
神啊，从所造的亚当鼻孔吹了一口活气。
God created Adam and breathed into his nostril.
使他成为一个有灵的活人。
So he became a man with soul.
人活着有灵魂。
Men have a soul.
那箴言二十章二十七节就说。
And Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27 says.
说人的灵是神的灯。
That the soul of man is the lamp of the Lord.
在监察人的心腹。
And it's to examine our
神赐灵给我们干嘛？
Why did God give us a spirit?
其实是在引导我们向善的一面去生活。
It is to lead us into good.
所以人的生命是被神赋予要去行善的。
So God has given men life to do good.
行善是我们做人的本分呢。
And to do good is our duty.
我们不要以为我做了很多善事就很了不起了，不是呢。
And we shouldn't think that we are boasting when we do this.
这是本分，做人的本分。
Because this is just our duty.
我们要去尽的。
This is something we have to do.
所以，当我们这个生命 能够终身喜乐行善的时候
So when in our lives we can rejoice and do good work
我们就会发现说这个生命是充满了意义充满了活泼的
We realize that this is a very lively life that has meaning
我不是一生吃吃喝喝就眼睛一闭 就算了不是这样子的
And it's just not just a life where you enjoy and then you die
这是我们要得到真实喜乐人生的最基本条件
So this is one of the basics of having a life of joy
第三个条件
Third
就是要在光明中享受平安
Is to enjoy peace in the light
什么叫做光明
What does it mean in the light
光明就是没有罪
That there is no sin
那所以我们一定要先把罪解决掉
So we have to resolve this issue of sin.
罪的代价就是死亡。
The wage of sin is death.
死亡让我们在日光下所经营的一切就成为虚空。
And death caused the fruit of our labor to be in vain in this life.
所以一个有智慧的人一定要趁你还有机会的时候来解决这个问题。
So for a wise man, he must resolve this issue while he's still alive.
那你要解决罪跟死亡这个生命问题啊。
So you have to resolve this issue of sin.
我昨天已经跟大家分享。
Last night I've shared.
唯有来信靠耶稣基督。
Only when you rely on Lord Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督为我们钉死十字架。
Because Lord Jesus Christ was crucified and died on the cross.
牺牲他的生命来赎我们的罪。
He sacrificed his life to redeem us.
所以我们只要信靠十字架的救赎。
So as long as we believe in the salvation of the cross.
我们的罪就得到赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们的生命就从黑暗迁到光明的国度。
And our life went from darkness into the kingdom of light.
从撒旦的权下来归向神。
And we went from under the dominion of Satan into the Lord.
所以一定要来信靠耶稣。
So we have to rely and believe in Christ.
在光明中与神相交。
And to communicate with God.
那当我们信靠耶稣以后。
And after we rely on Christ,
主耶稣就应许把他的平安赐给我们。
And believe in Him, He will grant us the peace that He has promised.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音的十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
二十七节。
Verse 27. John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
主耶稣在这边讲到他留下平安给我们。
Here Jesus Christ said that he has left us with peace.
但是他所赐的平安跟世人所赐的不一样。
But this peace is different than what the world can give.
世人所要的平安就是一生风平浪静。
The peace of the world means that they have no trouble in their life.
没有灾害。
That there's no calamities.
没有病痛。
There's no pain or suffering.
但是你冷静想，有这样的人生吗？
If you think about this, is there such a life?
不可能的。
That's impossible.
自从人类的始祖亚当犯罪以后，
Ever since Adam has
sinned, 神的咒诅就临到人类。
The curse of the Lord has been upon men.
人都在神的震怒下生活。
Men live under the wrath of God.
所以怎么可能有这种风平浪静的人生呢？
So it's impossible to have a life that has no trouble.
所以主耶稣说，我所赐的平安跟世人所赐不一样。
So that's why Jesus said, the peace I have given you is different than what the world can give.
他所赐的平安是让我们在患难中靠着主的爱能够得到心灵的平安。
The peace from the Lord is that even in tribulation, because of His love protecting us, we still have peace.
并且靠着神的能力得胜这些患难。
And by relying on the might of the Lord, that we can overcome these.
所以他在约翰福音十六章三十三节才说。
So in John chapter 16 verse 33, he says,
说你们在世上有苦难。
That you will have the tribulation in this world.
但你们放心。
But be of good cheer.
你们在我里面有平安。
You have peace in me.
因为我已经得胜世界。
Because I have overcome the world.
苦难很多都是来自于世界的这种挑战。
Tribulation often comes from challenges in the world.
那 我们如果能够靠着主耶稣，
But if we can rely on Lord Jesus Christ,
我们就可以走在世界的海面上。
We can walk on this ocean of the world.
不是在世界中浮沉。
And we will not be sinking in this ocean.
你想，你走在世界的海面上，独胜这个世界，何等啊，那个大的一个恩典。
What a wonderful grace it is to overcome this world.
但是这是耶稣给我们的应许。
But, and this is the promise from Lord Jesus Christ.
只要我们在他里面，
As long as we remain in him,
我们就可以得到平安。
We can obtain this peace.
因为他胜过世界。
Because he has overcome
the world. 我们靠着他的应许，一样跟他得胜世界。
And by relying on his promise, we can also overcome the world.
那怎么做呢？
How do we do this?
我们来看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第四章第四节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice.
这边保罗叫我们要喜乐。
Here, Paul reminds us to rejoice.
但是喜乐不是靠自己立志得到的。
But this rejoice doesn't come from a resolution that we make.
以前我在书局里面看到一本书
In the past, I have seen this book in the bookstore.
一个很有名的教授所写的。
It was written by a famous professor.
他说我要做一个快乐的人。
It says, I want to be a happy person.
我看到这个题目，我就觉得很稀奇，我要来看看怎么样做一个快乐的人。
When I saw this title, I was intrigued and I wanted to see how do you become a happy person.
他说，你不要让那个忧虑缠住你。
So the author says, do not let the troubles trouble you.
你每天早上起来要说，我要做一个快乐的人。
Every morning when you wake up, say, I want to be a happy person.
然后站在镜子面前，一直喊，我要做一个快乐的人。
And look yourself in the mirror and say, I want to be a happy person.
把那个烦恼思绪丢掉，我要做一个快乐的人。
And to forget all your troubles and say, I want to be a happy person.
我心里就想，站在镜子前面一直喊我要做一个快乐的人，真的就可以快乐吗？
And I thought, if you stand in front of the mirror and tell yourself that I will be a happy person, will you be happy then?
如果可以，世界就不会有那么多忧郁症的人。
If that is possible, then there would not be so much depression in the world.
那保罗在这边告诉我们，喜乐从哪里来
？Paul tells us where joy comes from.
不是靠立志的。
It's not from something that we can determine.
是靠主得到喜乐的。
But it's by relying on the Lord.
所谓靠主，就是要过信心的生活。
And what it means to rely on the Lord is to lead a life of faith.
过信心的生活，意思就是信靠耶稣。
And to lead a life of faith is to rely on Christ.
要对主耶稣给我们的应许生出信心。
That we have faith in the promises that Lord Jesus Christ has given us.
圣经里面有许许多多的话，都是主耶稣对我们的应许。
In the Bible, there are a lot of recordings of promises from the Lord.
我们对这个应许生出信心，抓住信靠。
And if we have faith toward these promises and rely on them.
然后再来看第六节。
Let's continue in verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
第七节。
Verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ.
我们知道怎么样信靠神以后，
After we know how to rely on the Lord,
还要加上一个功夫，
we have to also do this.
一无挂虑。
Which is to be anxious for nothing.
一无挂虑就是交托。
And that means to entrust this to the Lord.
这一点，刚好大部分都很难做到的。
But this is often something difficult to do.
我们虽然知道碰到苦难的时候要懂得祷告。
Even though we know that in tribulation we should pray.
可是一边祷告一边烦恼。
But while we pray, we worry.
一边伤心。
And we feel
甚至会唉声叹气，
and sometimes we even sigh,
埋怨神，
and grumble against God.
那这样的祷告是没有功效的。
This sort of prayer has no effect.
祷告是要出于信心，
A prayer should be a prayer of faith.
对主耶稣的应许出于信心。
That you have faith about the promises from the Lord.
然后祷完告交通。
And in your prayer, you entrust that trouble to God.
虽然你所面对的事情没有改变。
Even though what you're facing may not have changed.
但是你要深信主必替你解决。
But you have to know that God will take care
of it
for you. 所
以当你有办法借着祷告把这个重担交出去的时候
So when you can relieve this burden in your prayer
我们就会发现说神所赐出人意外的平安就会保守我们的心怀意念
Then we can experience the peace of the Lord in our heart
当你在祷告还是没办法放心
If in our prayer we still cannot let it go
那你就要不断的借着祷告祈求跟感谢把你所要跟神讲
Then we through prayer supplication to entrust this to the Lord.
你放心，把你心里的事情，你的软弱跟他讲。
Tell Jesus Christ all your worries and your troubles and your weaknesses.
把你的期待跟他讲。
Also tell him what your expectations are.
神不会斥责人的。
God will not rebuke men.
你放心跟他讲。
Don't worry and just tell him everything.
当你有办法在祷告祈求当中献出感谢的声音的时候。
And in your prayer, when you're able to have this heart of thanksgiving,
也就是说，你的患难都没有改变啊。
Even though your tribulations have not changed,
但是你已经能够献出感谢，欣赏这个患难。
But you can have a heart of thanksgiving and actually be grateful for this tribulation.
明白它是神对你的爱。
And understand that this is God's love towards you.
献出这样的感谢声音的时候
and you can have this heart of thanksgiving.
你就发现你的心就能够慢慢的平静下来。
Then you realize that you can have peace in your heart.
用感谢代替埋怨
Your thanksgiving will replace resentment
用感谢代替忧伤
And this thanksgiving will replace your sorrow
凡事借着祷告跟祈求跟感谢
So everything in prayer by prayer supplication and thanksgiving
到你有办法把它完全交托的时候
When you can entrust it into the Lord
那个柳暗花明又一村哦，就是在这一个刹那当中。
And that is turning point.
对你来讲，前面好像已经没有路走。
Before it seems that there's no way, no path forward.
但是当你交托出去的时候，一个新的又出来了。
When you entrust it to the Lord and let it go, then you see a new path.
神所赐出人意外的平安，就保守我们的心怀意念。
Because the peace from the Lord, which surpasses understanding, will keep in our heart.
这个就是主耶稣所要赐给我们的平安。
And this is the peace that the Lord wants to give to us.
大概三年前吧。
About 3 years ago.
我们分组的教会有姐妹去那个分发传单。
And there's a sister from church, and she went out to go flyer passing.
在那个地铁站分发传单。
She was at a subway station.
那分到有一个小姐大概30多岁，两个男女朋友。
And she met this a couple who are in their 30s.
看她满脸那种愁容的样子。
And the lady looked very sorrowful.
我就那。他就跟他们聊天了。
So she chatted with them.
他这个小姐已经走投无路。
And this lady was at the end of her rope.
因为她有重度忧郁。
Because she suffered from severe depression.
以前因为失恋，然后埋下这个忧郁症。
In the past, when she broke up with someone else, she had.
虽然现在有新的男朋友，可是还是忧郁症。
So even though she has a new boyfriend now, she still has
depression. 越败越严重。
And the more she tried to take care of it, the worse it became.
结果我们姐妹就跟她约说，晚上到我家，我请我们传道来。
So the sister invited the lady and said, come to my house tonight and I will invite a pastor too.
那晚上我就到那个姐妹家。
And I went to that sister's home that
night. 他们家有七八个人在那边等。
There were about 7 or 8 people gathered there.
约见的时间到了。
When the time comes for their appointment,
那个小姐就进来。
That lady actually came.
她男朋友扶她进来。
Boyfriend came with her.
当她的脚踏到他们的门槛里面的时候
，When she took the first step into the house,
她突然大哭。
She started wailing.
她说我害怕我害怕一直喊一直喊我还害怕
And she said I'm very afraid
然后到里面去
And she came
我说我们帮她祷告
I said let us pray for her
我就当中一直跟她赶鬼
And I kept casting out demons for her
赶了大概将近二十分钟
It took about 20 minutes
她安静下来
She quieted down
安静下来拿一个手机的 LINE 给我看她说你看了他们都要害我
And she showed me the LINE app on her phone and said, look, they want to do bad things to me.
我看那个 LINE 的内容哦，没什么啊。
But when I read the content, I didn't
很平常的对话而已啊。
Different. It was a normal conversation.
原来她的脑海里面有邪灵在控制。
Because her brain was actually controlled by the evil spirit.
让她生发错误的心。
So that she had weird thoughts.
因为她安静了，我就开始做见证给她听。
And because she has quieted down and calmed down, I started to testify to her.
叫她到教会来慕道。
And we invited her to truth seek in the church.
好，那她隔一天就到教会来了。
So the next day, she actually came to church.
哎，到教会来的时候我一边在讲道，她一边在哭。
In church, while I was giving the sermon, she was crying.
我就说，我有讲得那么。那么感人吗？怎么一直在哭啊
？And I thought, was my sermon so touching that she kept on crying?
其实是那个邪灵哦，在控制她。
It's actually the evil spirit that was controlling her.
那聚完会我在会堂后面在送那个弟兄姐妹。
And after service, I was standing in the back of the chapel to greet people.
她突然在会堂里面一直大声的哭喊。
And she started wailing in the chapel.
我就请。还没有回去的，我们一起帮他祷告。
So I asked everyone who hasn't left yet to pray for her.
又给他赶鬼。
And we started casting out demons again.
赶了大概十多分钟。
It took a little under 20 minutes.
他就安静下来。
She quieted down.
感谢主，后来他就每天都教会有聚会，他就来了。
Thank God that whenever we have service, she.
可是每次来，我都跟他赶鬼。
And every time she comes, I need to cast out demons.
忧郁症哦，是心灵的问题。
Depression is a matter of the heart.
虽然医学上都把它讲什么副交感神经失调。
Oftentimes, there's the medical term is that there's something wrong with the nervous system.
其实以宗教来以我们传道人来看，这是一个灵的问题。
But as a pastor, for us, it's a matter of the spirits.
那结果我每次跟他赶鬼。
So every time I cast out demons,
他就一直呕吐啊。
She would 真的吐出来。
没有吐东西啊，没有。
She would be nauseous.
那感谢主，就慢慢的，这频率就越来越少，越来越少。
And thank God that the frequency of these episodes became less and less.
就开始会有笑容出来了。
And slowly we see her smile.
原来都没有笑容的。
Before she never smiled.
感谢主，就慕道大概一年左右。
And thank God she truth seek with us for about a year.
她已经差不多好到90%多了。
And I would say she's about 90% recovered.
所以她跟她男朋友就一起受洗。
So both her and her boyfriend baptized.
我叫他们要同心合意的祷告。
And I asked them to pray together.
受洗完两个礼拜，我就帮他们办婚礼。
And 2 weeks after their baptism, we
held
the wedding for them.
一同走天国路。
So that they can help each other on this journey of faith to the heaven.
我亲眼经历那种忧郁症的那个处理。
So this is my personal experience with depression.
感谢主。
Thank God.
所以真实喜乐的人生。
So a life of true joy.
刚刚传道书讲都是出于神的恩赐。
In Ecclesiastes it says this is the gift of God.
所以凡是羡慕这样的人生的人。
So if you desire such a life.
一定要来找真神。
You have to find the true God.
依靠真神。
And to rely on God.
真神就是耶稣。
True God is Lord Jesus Christ.
并且你一定要在有真理圣灵的教会来找耶稣。
And you have to find the true God from the true church that has the truth and the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵就是真理。
Because the Holy Spirit is
圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is a spirit of God.
证明神就在这个地方。
And it proves that God is here.
所以你要信靠耶稣。
So you have to believe and rely on Christ.
一定要在 圣灵建立的真耶稣教会里面找耶稣。
You have to find it in the true Jesus Church that's been established by the Holy Spirit.
你才有办法得到真实喜乐的人生。
And only then can you gain this life of true joy.
我个人的经验就是这样子。
This is my personal experience.
啊，我是一个出生在乡下的小孩子。
In my background, I was born in a rural village.
我们家是种田的。
And we were farmers.
所以从小我就有一个志愿，就是要赚大钱来改善我的家庭。
So ever since I was little, I have this goal that when I grow up, I want to gain a lot of money so that I can help my family.
感谢主主耶稣也给我好机会读书都读得不错。
Thank God that God has given me opportunities so that I study pretty well.
小学、初中、高中都读得很好。
I had good grades in elementary, middle, and high school.
所以我一直以为说我的人生应该是光明的。
So I thought that my life will be great.
那后来到高中就开始跟人家放荡。
But in high school, I started to
loiter
with others.
离开我的家乡。
Because I left my hometown.
父母都不管的。
And my parents weren't around.
我就自己在台南那边就自己跟同学胡搞乱搞。
So I was alone in the city of Tainan, and I was out loitering with my friends.
所以后来没有考上我心目中第一志愿的学校。
So at the end, I didn't get into the college of my dream.
但是我退而求其次就是做生意。
So the next best thing for me was to start a business.
所以大学我只有填两个系，一个就国际贸易，一个就是企业管理。
So for me, there were only two majors that's possible, and both of them have to do with business, international business and business management.
但因为这两个系在快40年前很好找工作。
Because back then, these two majors almost guarantee a job.
那后来我考上了一个私立的大学的那个国际贸易系。
So I was able to go into international business at one of the private colleges.
那考上以后我就开始想，我以后要怎么来打拼我的事业。
So after I got in, I started to think, how should I start my business?
我就计划好了几年要做什么学什么东西，几年要做什么东西。
And I had a business plan. In this amount of years, I will do this goal.
那我就想到说如果你想做大事业，一定要跟政治结合。
And I thought that if I want my business to succeed, then I have to have the political backgrounds to do so.
才有办法把生意搞大。
Only then can my business succeed.
所以我就去参加当时台湾唯一的一个政党。
So I went into this political party.
就是 KMT 哈，那然后去竞选。他们的知识青年党部的委员。
And I try to run for the youth committee for the KMT.
因为这个知识青年党部就是他们要栽培将来党里面的领袖的。
Because that is a training ground for the future leaders in that party.
我选上了。
And I actually got in.
选上以后就要被集合到那个当时的省政府所在地那个中兴新村那边受训。
And because I got in, there was an intense training at this location.
受训的地点是在一个工专的校舍。
And this is in a school site.
那时候宋楚瑜是当我们的那个班主任。
And at that time, this guy Song was James Song was our
因为他刚从美国留学回去。
He had just went back to Taiwan from America.
李宗贵当老师。
And there's another famous person that was our teacher.
就教我们说怎么样防堵党外人士进入校园。
And one of the lessons they taught was how to prevent
people who
were against that party to enter into.
只有黄新介先生是党外人士这样。
Because back then Taiwan only had one political party.
好，那在受训的当中 有一天晚上我被毒虫咬到。
So during this training, one night I was bitten by a poisonous
bug. 因为我是乡下小孩，我就不管它。
And since I came from the countryside,
它咬到那个脚盘了，脚盘。
It bit me on my foot.
哎，啊，整个的脚盘就红肿起来。
And my foot became swollen.
很痒，我一直抓。
It was very itchy and it kept scratching.
我就忍耐到受训结束。
So I endured it until the end of the training.
那回学校旁边拿西药。到西药房拿消炎药来吃。
I went to the pharmacy to get some antibiotics to eat.
哎，消下去了。
And the swollenness went away.
我就以为是没事了。
So I thought that was the end of it.
哎，没想到没多久啊。
But not long after.
因为当那时候已经大学二年级放暑假。
That was the summer after my sophomore year in college.
哎，那我因为家境不好，所以我。寒暑假我都必须在台北摆地摊卖那个五金呢。
And because I needed money to support myself during summer and winter breaks, I often sell stuff.
来赚这个学费。
In order to pay for my own tuition.
好，那我就在这摆地摊当中有一个朋友来看我。
So while I was selling stuff, a friend came.
因为我穿短裤，他一看，哎，你的腿怎么那么大？
Since I was in shorts, he saw my leg and said, "It's so swollen."
他去跟我压
and he pressed it.
哎，跑不回来。
It actually remained sunk.
他说：“哎，你这是水肿呢。
”And he told me that
你肾脏有问题呢。
Water retention, and you have some trouble with your kidney.
你赶快去检查。
You should go see a doctor.
那我去检查，医生说我是慢性肾脏发炎。
And when I went for examination, the doctor told me that I have a kidney inflammation.
就一直开始中医西医一直在看。
So I went to old source of doctors, including Chinese herbal doctors.
没有用。
And but
后来整个身体都水肿非常厉害。
None of them could do anything for me, and I had really severe water retention.
因为大三开学了，我就去读书。
And since junior year began, I went to continue my study.
自己买菜自己煮，因为不能吃盐巴。
I actually started cooking for myself because I was not allowed to have any salt.
这样撑了一个多月。
This lasted for about.
我没有体力再继续读书。
And I no longer had the energy to continue in my study.
我就向学校办理休学。
So I took a leave of absence.
就到我哥哥家板桥那个地方去住。
And I went to live with my brother.
因为为了要去长庚看。
Because that place is pretty close to a hospital.
那时候林口长庚才刚设立没多久。
At that time, there was a famous hospital that was
just
established. So I went there.
去看哦，发现医生都开给我那个复肾皮质荷尔蒙素。
开什么？
复肾皮质荷尔蒙就是我们所说的内固醇。
And the doctors gave me steroids.
那我就问他说，哎，你怎么开这种药给我吃？
And I asked, why did you give me this sort of medication?
我回去查那个词典哦，那个很伤身的。
And because when I went back and look at the medication, and they're actually very bad for your body.
那医生就说，因为你患了肾病变症候群。
And the doctor said, it's because you have this illness.
意思就是说，现在医学找不到这个病因了。
Which means that we know that there's something wrong with your kidney, but we don't know what it is.
有人说是滤过性病毒引起的。
Some say that it's caused by a
virus. 有说是蜜蜂叮到的。
Some say it might be caused by
bees. 有时候说毒虫咬到的。
Some maybe from poisonous
bug. 所以没办法找到病因，只好把你归类叫肾病变症候群。
Since they don't know the actual cause, they just say it's a kidney disease.
用类固醇给你控制。
And we can only control it with steroids.
你如果幸运的话，一辈子就吃这个。
If you're lucky, then you'll be on steroids your whole life.
不幸的话，你准备洗肾。
If you're unlucky, then you would start to have dialysis.
我一听到洗肾，我整个人就快要晕倒了。
When I heard that, I was almost fainted.
因为那时候我在台湾没有健保。
Because back then there was not a great
health insurance. 洗肾一次台币7000块。
A dialysis would cost about 7,000 NT.
那大学毕业生一个月的薪水差不多是这样子而已。
And that was about the wage of a month for me.
啊, 我哪里有钱去洗身?
So I would not be able to afford dialysis.
啊, 所以我就拒绝医疗。
So I refused treatment.
啊, 啊我的朋友，我隔壁的邻居就抱我去拿了什么祖传秘方来吃啊。
And then my neighbor told me that there's this secret source that could give me a cure.
也没有用。
I tried it and it didn't work.
其实我那时候就是已经哦啊等死了，准备等死了。
So at that time, I was prepared to die.
我爸爸说，我把田地卖掉去医你啊。
My dad actually said, I will sell the land to try to find a cure for you.
我说我不要因为我一个人拖累全家。
And I said, don't cause the whole family to be even poorer because of me.
啊，那啊，我就在那边啊，每天无所事事看武侠小说。
So I spent my day looking at novels because there's nothing else to do.
整个人都是水肿非常厉害。
And I was swollen head to toe.
每天过得很痛苦。
And it was very painful every day.
啊，就在我最绝望的时候。
So at my lowest point.
啊，我的大学同班同学。啊，有两个是我们教会的姐妹。
When I was studying college, there were two friends who were sisters in Church's Church.
以前都不知道。
I didn't know that before.
啊，其中有一个就写信给我。
But one of them wrote a letter to me.
他说，啊，你病这么久，也没有医生可以给你医。
She said that you have been ill for so long and there's no cure yet.
那是不是让我给你介绍一位全能的大医生？
Can I introduce this great physician to you?
我一看到有全能大医生，我好高兴哦。
And when I saw the phrase "great physician," I was very happy.
我说，哎，你太不够意思了。我们当同学两年了，你有这么好医生，不早告诉我
？And I said, "You've known me for the past 2 years. Why didn't you tell me about him earlier?"
赶快告诉我，他住在哪里
？Tell me where he lives. So
三更半夜我都要去找他。
So I will go find him, even if it's in the middle of the night.
他第二封信又来。
The second letter came.
啊，这一位全能的大医生哦，就是真耶稣教会所在敬拜的主耶稣。
This great physician is a Jesus Christ that Church's Church worships.
我一看到这个内容，我就把它撕掉。
When I saw this letter, I actually ripped it.
我说我病得快死了，你还在跟我开玩笑。
I'm at the brink of death. You're joking with me.
耶稣不是基督教的教主吗
？Isn't Jesus Christ the founding father of Christians?
他顶多跟孔子一样啊。
He must be just like Confucius.
你怎么说他是全能的大医生
？How can you say that he's a great physician?
而且还是真神。
And the,
我就不理他。
And that he was the true God, so I ignored it.
感谢主，还好他们没有放弃。
But thank God that she didn't give up.
所以慕道者如果跟你拒绝哦，你不要放弃呢啊。
So I encourage you, if a true seeker rejects at first, do not give up.
因为他们如果放弃哦，你们现在就看不到我了。
Because if the sisters had given up, then you wouldn't see me today.
哎，过了一个多月。
About a month passed.
啊，因为台湾有那个大专学生灵恩会。
Taiwan also has NYTS.
哦，那时候是1979年的十二月。
Which is a seminar for college students, and it was in 1979 in July.
他们就到我家来。
They came to my house.
哎，有两个姐妹，还有一个弟兄，三个到我家来做见证。
So two sisters and a brother, all three of them came to my house.
讲了好多神迹奇事。
And they told me a lot of testimonies of miracles.
但是对我这个没有信仰观念的人，听了哦，好像天方夜谭一样。
But for me, who had no religious background, they seemed just like myths or urban legends.
啊，讲完以后，我就说。我家是在拜拜的，我不可能跟你去信耶稣。
And after they finished their testimonies, I told them that my family worships idols, and I will never believe.
你们如果要看我，我欢迎，但是不要来跟我传教。
You're more than welcome to continue to visit me, but do not preach to me again.
哎，他们要走的时候，留了五本蒙恩见证集，还有福音小册给我。
And when they left, they actually left some publications to me.
叫我把它当成武侠小说来看。
And they told me to treat them like novels, to read them.
他们一走
After they left.
反正没事嘛，我就拿着一直看。
Since I had nothing better to do, I started reading them.
这个世界怎么有这种事情啊？
And I find that how do these things happen on earth?
那这些人如果要骗人哦，不敢把名字、地址、身份证字号全部都写在那边吧？
If these people want to tell stories, they wouldn't dare to put their names on it too, right?
而且还是从台北到屏东都有啊。
And in their locations, it happened all over Taiwan.
那看完以后,
After I finished
reading, 我心里就在想,
I thought to myself,
我是一个快死的人,
I'm someone who is about to die.
那是不是让我在死以前找一个宗教信仰呢?
Perhaps I should find a religion before I die.
可是我已经跟他讲我不去信了。
But I already told the sister that I will not go and believe with them.
所以我又压抑那个冲动，把它压抑下来。
So then I stopped this thought.
三个礼拜后。
3 weeks later,
我又拿那些书来看。
I read those books again.
看完以后，我就想，我一定要找一个宗教信仰。
And then I thought again, I need to have a religion.
佛教我不要。
I don't want Buddhism.
啊，拜拜我不要。
I don't want to worship idols.
人家基督教都是在唱诗讲道理，哎，我来听他们唱诗应该很好。
Christians sing hymns and have sermons, and maybe I should sing hymns.
哎，这样想以后，我说好，我来找基督教，信耶稣。
So I thought, okay, I will become a Christian.
啊，我突然想啊，哎，我同学给我的地址是台中的。
And I look at the pamphlet that had given to me, and it was in the city of Taizong.
我人在台北，我怎么去台中呢？
But I was in Taipei, another city, so how can I get there?
哎，以前哦，电信局都会送人家，每家都有那个电话簿。
Okay. Back then there were yellow pages.
那个就我就从那里边哦翻。
So I flipped through it.
结果一翻开吓我一跳，你知道吗
？When I opened it,
因为我的观念哦，信耶稣叫做基督徒。
In my mind, to believe in Christ, to
教会叫做基督教
and is a Christian church.
可是当我一翻开啊，哦，怎么那么多教会
？But when I opened it, there were so many churches.
长老会、浸信会、圣公会，什么一大堆会啊
！There were Presbyterian, Methodist, all sorts of.
我整个人就傻了，哇！到哪里去找耶稣啊
？All sorts of denominations. So I was stunned, and I didn't know where to find Jesus.
我的经验你们要记得哦，那个这个是可以当你们慕道朋友的参考哦。
So you should learn from my experience.
我那时候就哎，怎么办？到哪里去找耶稣
？And I was stunned. I didn't know where to go find Jesus.
哎，突然我想到我撕掉那一封信。
And suddenly I remembered the letter that I had torn up.
他说，全能的大医生住在真耶稣教会里面。
The sister had written that the great physician is the Jesus in True Jesus.
那我应该要从真耶稣教会开始来找。
So I thought, okay, I should find Jesus Christ in True Jesus Church.
哎，我就找到一家，我当时住板桥，就板桥教会。
And so I found the local church to the city I was in.
哎，我就打电话去。
And I called.
我说我是一个生了很严重肾脏病的人。
And I told them that I have severe kidney disease.
现在快死了。
I'm about to die.
很无聊。
I'm pretty bored.
你们可以派一个人来跟我聊天吗
？Can you send someone to come and chat with me?
那个传道说好，我马上过去。
And the pastor said, "Okay, I will come right away."
那个摩托车就到我家来了。
And he rode his motorcycle to my house.
然后就开始给我做见证。
And he started to testify.
感谢主，从那一天开始，我正式踏入真耶稣教会的会堂。
Thank God that was the first step to me coming to Jesus.
板桥教会那时候神迹奇事很多。
At that time, there were a lot of miracles in the church.
弟兄姐妹很有爱心。
And they were full of love.
每天晚上都聚会。
Every night they had service.
每天一定有安排一个人开车去接我到教会。
And every day they sent someone to take me to church.
因为我那时候这种衣服都不能穿，肿得非常厉害，都穿到有松紧的那种衣服。
And back then I was so swollen that everything was had needed to have an elastic band.
连那个钱振宏传道的大哥啊，钱德利传道，他昏迷两个半月，刚好没多久。
And there was another brother who was in a coma for 2+ months, and he just woke up.
他一个眼睛哦受伤。
One of his eye was injured.
看路哦都看得坑坑洞洞都看不清楚的。
He couldn't see the road very clearly.
都还会骑机车来载我去聚会。
Even he had enough love to come pick me up to go to church.
后来我就说，哦，你实在太大胆了，你如果把我载到出车祸，你怎么办
？And I thought you're so brave. What if we get into an accident?
但是当时教会弟兄姐妹就是这么有爱心。
But that is how much love the brothers and sisters had.
啊，他陈建龙传道的那个大姐啊，还有三个姐妹，就每天都到我家来帮我祷告。
And every day there will be members who came to my house to pray for me.
然后讲道理给我听。
And they told me about the truth.
那一段时间虽然是生病，但是很快乐。
So during that time, even though I was ill, I was very happy.
我去慕道一个月。
I truth seeked after about a month.
刚好发烧，那个感冒发烧。
I had the cold and I had a fever.
去西药房拿药来吃。
When I went to the pharmacy to get some medication.
西药房老板认识我，就说你病那么严重，赶快去住院呐。
The pharmacist actually knew me and he said, "You're so ill, you should go to the hospital."
我不能卖给你。
I can't just give you the medication.
我回去我就跟我妈妈讲。
When I went home, I told my mom.
药房不卖给我。
The pharmacist will not give me any
medication. 我现在去信耶稣。
Now I believe in
Jesus
Christ. They say that he is the true God.
那是他们说的。
That's what they said.
我又没有体验。
I haven't had any experience.
我今天晚上要借着祷告看耶稣是不是真神。
And tonight, through prayer, I want to test if Jesus Christ is the true God.
自己一个人就关在房间里面，哈利路亚赞美主是，哈利路亚赞美主是，很迫切的祷告。
So that night, I locked myself in my room and prayed very earnestly.
祷告了一个多小时。
And I prayed for about
an
hour.
耶稣如果是真神，他应该知道我是真心依靠他的啊。
And I thought to myself, if Jesus is the true God, then he knows that I'm truly relying on him.
那应该够了吧
？An hour should be enough.
我实在是没体力了。
I just don't have any more energy left.
我就休息了。
So I rested.
结果一休息不到五分钟。
Within 5 minutes.
整个人大量一直冒汗。
I started sweating.
我是穿大衣呢。1980年的1月份的时候我是穿大衣呢。
This happened in January and I was in a thick coat.
我就用那个温度计一量，降 0.5 度。
And I used a thermometer and I see, okay, my fever has gone down.
每量一次就降 0.5 度。
Every time I took the temperature, it went down by 0.5 Celsius.
很快，发烧、腰酸背痛、头痛，全部都不见了。
And very quickly, all my symptoms went away.
隔一天一大早，我打给那个传道。
The next day, I called the pastor.
我说你们教会有神。
I said your church has a true God.
我昨天的感冒，他跟我医好。
Last night, he healed me of my cold.
好，那后来又很多人都带我到处去慕道，给人家按手。
And the members were very loving, and they took me to churches, and I was being laid hands on.
台湾的教会都距离都很近。
Because in Taiwan, the churches are very close together.
哪一间有在灵恩会，就赶快去给人家按手这样。
Whenever one of them have a spiritual communication, we would go there to be laid hand.
到了1980年的3月。
And in March.
传道带很多访问组的人去我家。
The pastor and many other members came to visit me at my house.
他看到我在吃那个祖传秘方。
And he saw that I was taking some...medication.
他问我说：“你吃这个会不会痛苦？”
And he said, "Is it bitter?"
我说：“当然很痛苦啊。”
Yes.
他说：“如果不吃病会好，你要不要？”
And they said, "If you don't take this medication, but you will be healed, would you do it?"
我说：“我当然要啊。”
I said, "Yes."
然后他就说：“那你专心靠神，我们迫切帮你祷告。”
And they said, "Then rely on God, and we will pray for you."
我真的就在他们面前把祖传秘方拿去丢掉。
And in front of them, I threw the medication away.
那我爸爸那时候已经七十几岁。
My dad was in his 70s at the point.
我爸爸五十岁生我。
He had me when he was 50.
那他要跟我跪呢。
He wanted to.
他说你要去信耶稣哦，我不反对，但是不可以不吃药。
He told me that you can go believe in Christ, but you cannot stop taking medication.
我说，你已经看到了，我被医生折磨的我已经很难了。
He wanted to beg me to stop taking my medication. I said, "Look, I've been to so many doctors."
我现在靠真神，耶稣一定会医我的病。
Now I want to rely on the true God, and He will heal me.
我就真的把它丢掉。
So I threw away everything.
感谢主，从那一天一直到现在。
Thank God from that day until today.
已经38年都。
It's been over 38 years.
我不曾吃过任何一颗有关肾脏的那个药。
I haven't taken another medication for my kidney.
好， 那从那一天没有吃药开始。
So from that day,
我就发现说我的病没有严重。
I've realized that my illness did not progress.
所以我知道耶稣有在看顾。
So I know that Jesus Christ was watching over me.
就很放心的祷告。
So I was happy and I continued to pray.
然后到了19805月18号。
2 months later in May,
那个杨约翰长老去那边布道会。
Elder John Yang went there.
他到我家跟我谈道理。
So he came to my house to talk about
鼓励我受洗。
The truth, and he encouraged me to be baptized.
我就在那一次报名受洗。
So that time I put in the application to get baptized. Even though I was not healed.
但是受洗完了回去的时候。
But after the baptism,
有一个弟兄说，你现在已经受洗完了。
A brother said, "You've been baptized."
你在神面前是一个义人。
In front of God, you are a righteous man.
义人的祷告是大有功效的。
And the prayer of a righteous man is powerful.
你回去好好求圣灵。
When you go back, pray earnestly for the
Holy Spirit. 主耶稣一定会把圣灵赐给你。
God will give you the Holy Spirit.
我那时候就想哦，圣灵有那么重要吗？我病好比较重要啊。
I thought to myself, is Holy Spirit so important?
圣灵哦，等到我病好，慢慢的再来求就好了。
It's more important for me to be healed right now. I could ask for the Holy Spirit later.
其实这是不对的。
But this is actually not right.
主耶稣是要我们看重灵魂的问题。
Jesus Christ wants us to be saved, our souls
to
be saved.
这个弟兄这样跟我建议以后。
So after this brother suggested this to me.
我就想好，我已经为我的病祷告半年了。
So I thought, okay, I've been praying for my disease for about half a year now. Jesus Christ already knows my request.
我现在要求圣灵。
So now I'm going to switch gear and try to pray for the Holy Spirit.
传福音给我的姐妹说，她得到圣灵是大学的时候。
And the sister who preached to me said that she got the Holy Spirit when she was in college.
在大专随圣灵会的，大家都去睡了，她自己在祷告室跪下去，祷告三个小时。
That during NOITS, everyone went to bed and she knelt by herself for 3 hours.
她跟主耶稣说，我如果没有得到圣灵，不起来。
And she told Jesus Christ that if I don't receive the Holy Spirit, I will not get up.
结果祷告三个小时得到圣灵。
And after 3 hours, she got the Holy Spirit.
这个姐妹现在当执事了。
And right now, she's married to a deacon.
我那时候就想说，人家一个女孩子都有办法，男孩子也应该可以啊。
And when I thought about that, I thought, okay, even a girl can do it.
所以
I should be able to do it.
我回去以后就跪着跟主耶稣说，主啊，你今天不赐给我圣灵，我不起来。
So when I went home, I knelt there and said, Jesus Christ, if you don't give me the Holy Spirit, I will not get up.
其实主耶稣最怕人家撒娇啊。
Jesus Christ is very loving and this
我真的看过很多姐妹，很多弟兄姐妹哦，撒娇就得到了。
I've seen many who appear to his loving side and receive.
结果我祷告，祷告一个多小时。
So I pray for about an hour.
腰酸背痛的。
I was in pain.
那我就想，主耶稣今天大概没有听我祷告。
And I thought, oh, maybe Jesus Christ didn't hear me today.
算了算了，起来吧。
And then I gave up.
我就起来了。
And I got up.
隔一天又要祷告。
Next day, I wanted to.
我又说，主啊，你如果没有赐给我圣灵，我就不起来。
I said, if you don't give me the Holy Spirit, I will not get up.
然后又祷告一个多小时。
After an hour.
又开始腰酸背痛了。
I was in pain again.
又想要起来了。
And I wanted to get up.
我说不对啊，我不是跟主耶稣说没有求到不起来吗
？And I thought, wait, I told him that if I didn't get it, I would not get up.
那主耶稣一定在天上哦，在偷笑。
He must be laughing in heaven.
说这个小孩子怎么这么没耐心呢、啊、
？He must be saying, I don't have any patience.
你就知道我慕道的时候很单纯哦。
And you know that when you're truth seeking, you're very simple.
好，那
innocent.
我说，我应该表现给主耶稣看。
So I thought I need to show Jesus Christ that I mean it.
让他知道我真的是很渴慕。
That I really want this.
我说主啊，求你帮助我。
So I asked.
让我不要腰酸背痛。
God to please help me so that I will not be
pain. 让我不要胡思乱想。
That I will not.
这样祷告以后，那个心就收回来。
So when I prayed this way, I concentrated.
就自己一个人，哈利路亚赞美主，哈利路亚赞美主。
And I prayed earnestly.
再祷告半个小时，舌头就开始一直跳动。
And after half an hour, my tongue rolled.
我就知道我得到圣灵了。
And I knew that I got the Holy Spirit.
好高兴哦。
I was very happy.
我就安心的睡觉。
And I went to bed.
隔一天起来。
Next day.
奇妙的事发生了。
Something miraculous happened.
我已经将近从1979年的8月生病到这个5月已经快10个月了。
I got sick the previous year in July. Up until that May, it was has been about 10 months.
我一天的排尿量24小时排尿量不到500 cc.
And usually I don't produce much urine.
我们正常人一次300 400甚至500都有。
Normal people would pee the whole day for me is about the amount of once for normal people.
那这个这清晨一起来，哦，膀胱胀得好厉害。
But that morning when I woke up, I felt
大量一直排尿。
The urge to use the restroom and I went to pee.
第一次感觉到人生能够排尿是这么快乐的事情。
And that was the first time I thought, oh, it's so great to urine.
哎，是这么幸福的。
And how
so
lucky I was.
能排就是快乐的人生。
So being able to eat and to urinate is a great life.
啊，整个人哦就开始啊一直瘦下去。
And then I became skinny.
哎，瘦到皮包骨。
And I was like a skeleton.
对啊，因为水都流掉了。
Because all the water retention, all the water.
身体就慢慢的好起来。
Were able to get out, and I became my.
所以在
I gained my well my health.
在1980的九月，我又复学去完成大学的学业。
So then that September, I was able to go back to school and continue my college.
那出来以后啊，毕业以后啊，就做国际贸易。
And after college, I continued in international
business. 做了5年多啊。
And I was in.
其实我那时候
5 years.
那时候生意做得很好。
I actually had a great business.
我跟公司哦，一个月大概做2000万的那个啊外销生意。
And in a month, it would be about 20 million.
老板，我就跟老板说啊，我要去当传道。
And then I told my boss that I will become a pastor.
老板说，你要当传道，我给你一个礼拜休息2天去传福音。
And the boss actually said, wait, hold on. Every month I will give you 2 days so you can go preach in those 2 days.
然后你不要走。
But please don't quit.
我会买那个外国车给你开。
And I can give you a company car.
每个月就给我加薪。
And I can increase your salary.
那我一个同事说，你如果去当传道，你的人生就前途无量。
And one of my coworkers actually told me that if you go to be a pastor, your life will not be as good.
结果我都不管。
But I ignore them.
那我就去报考神学院。
So I applied to go into the theological school.
我老板都不给我批准了。
My boss actually did not approve.
结果一考我考上了。
But I got into the theological school.
隔一天回去上班。
The next day I went in for work.
我就跟老板说这个礼拜我上班上到这个礼拜。
And I told my boss that this week will be my last week because I already got into the theological school. My boss looked at me.
都没有商量的余地哦。
And asked, "There's no room to negotiate."
我说没有。
I said no.
因为我要报答耶稣的爱。
Because I have to repay the love of Christ.
他就把我的初诚拿起来批，奉耶稣基督指示批准。
And he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I approve this letter of resignation.
我就去读神学院了。
And then I went to the theological school.
到现在从1986年进神学院到现在你看已经服侍快30年了。
So I went into theological school in 1986.
感觉这条路非常美。
It's been about 30 years.
信耶稣真的很甘甜。
And this has been a wonderful road, and it's been sweet to serve the Lord.
虽然物质上我没有很丰盛的物质。
Even though materialistic speaking,
但是样样都有，一无所缺。
But I have everything I need.
神给我的生活一无所缺。
God has given me a life that lacks in nothing.
然后在服侍的过程里面，看到神的作为。
And in my servitude, I see the work of God.
才知道说，真正喜乐的人生就是这种样子。
And I know that this is life of true joy.
能够在光明中享受平安。
To enjoy peace in the light.
然后取自己劳碌中所得的份来用。
And to enjoy the portion of the fruit of our labor.
再加上能够终身喜乐行善。
And to add to that, to do work in joy.
人生就是这样子而已啊。
That's a
simple life. 这个是最善美的人生啊。
And this is a good life.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
你羡慕吗？
Do you long after this?
这种人生不要花半毛钱。
This life will cost you nothing.
是白白要给你的。
It will be given to you.
你只要凭着信心来祈求。
As long as you ask for it with faith.
体验神的大的存在。
To experience
勇敢的来信靠他。
Of God and to rely on Him.
你就能够跟我们绝大部分的人都一样享受这个真实喜乐的人生。
Then you can be like most of us and enjoy this life of joy.
愿天上的真神祝福大家。
May the Lord in heaven bless everyone. 我就见证
到这边。
This concludes my testimony.
我们一起唱赞美诗。
Let's sing Him.
70首。
70.